Welcome to the Retire Ready Radio. You know, here at True North Advisors, we talk a lot about saving for retirement. Putting money into those IRAs and 401ks, well, it feels pretty straightforward, right?
It usually does, yeah.
But then, when it's actually time to use that money, to take it out in retirement, suddenly there are all these government rules, potential pitfalls. It's a whole different ballgame for many of you.
Absolutely. We see it constantly. And honestly, some simple, unaware mistakes can genuinely cost you tens, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's money you worked really hard for.
Wow. Okay.
So our mission today really is to pull back the curtain on three common IRA and 401k mistakes we see that could really damage your savings. And more importantly, show you how to avoid them. We want to help you get the most out of every single dollar.
Okay, let's dive in. What's the first big misstep people make with these accounts when they hit retirement?
The first critical mistake, and it's surprisingly common, is just not having a clear strategy for taking money out of your IRA and 401k, a withdrawal strategy.
A strategy. What does that really mean in practice?
Well, without a plan, you can accidentally trigger this sort of avalanche of taxes. See, withdrawals from these traditional accounts, they're taxed as ordinary income, just like your paycheck was.
Right.
And when you combine those withdrawals with, say, Social Security benefits, maybe other investment income, the timing of it all is critical. It creates this domino effect on your whole tax picture.
So people think taxes go down in retirement, but maybe not.
Exactly. Many people assume, okay, I stopped working, my taxes will drop. But often when you add it all up, the IRA money, the 401k money, Social Security, you could actually end up paying more taxes.
More? How?
Well, it can push you into a higher tax bracket.
Yeah.
And here's something really jarring. It can potentially double or even triple your Medicare premiums. That's a huge cost people just don't see coming.
Whoa. Triple Medicare premiums just from taking out your own savings.
Yes, because of how those premiums are tied to your income through something called IRMAA. Plus, you often lose deductions you had when you were younger, like for mortgages or dependents. And think about this. We're currently in a period of historically low taxes. Our national debt is sky high. Taxes are, well, they're likely going to go up. So proactive tax planning, looking forward, not just backward, like tax prep is essential. Spreading out certain moves over, say, 3 to 5 years can lead to huge savings by using today's lower rates. We've seen this uncover tens, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars for our clients.
Okay, that makes a ton of sense. A clear strategy is key. What's the next common mistake we need to be aware of?
The second major one, and it's sometimes called the IRA's weapon of mass destruction, is not planning for required minimum distributions. RMDs.
Yes, RMDs.
Yeah.
The government forcing you to take money out.
That's right. Once you hit age 73, Uncle Sam says you have to start taking withdrawals from your traditional IRA or 401k every single year, whether you need the money or not, until the account's empty or, well, you pass away.
And those are taxed too, right?
Oh, yeah. Tax is ordinary income. And for folks who've saved diligently, these RMDs can easily be large enough to push you into a higher tax bracket, just like we were discussing.
And what if you mess up? Forget to take it or take the wrong amount?
The penalty is steep, really steep. It's currently 25% of the amount you were supposed to take but didn't. Plus, you still owe the regular income tax on that amount. So imagine you miss a $100,000 RMD.
Ouch.
That's a $25,000 penalty right off the top, plus your income taxes. It's brutal.
Okay, so RMDs themselves are a challenge, but you mentioned something about market downturns.
Yes, this is where it gets really dicey. Think about it. What if the market is falling when your RMD is due? You're forced by law to sell investments when they might be worth a lot less than they were.
Well, you're locking in losses.
Exactly. You're selling low. And then that money you just sold low, it gets added to your income, potentially pushing you into that higher tax bracket we talked about, maybe triggering higher Medicare premiums.
Right.
It's a really nasty combination. Some research, I think it was CNBC, suggested this exact scenario, selling low for an RMD, then getting hit with higher taxes, could leave you with significantly less money, maybe even two-thirds less over your lifetime.
Two-thirds less. That's devastating. So how do you fight that?
Well, first, you absolutely need to know where your investments are, what kind of accounts they're in, maybe look at alternative income sources so you aren't solely reliant on IRA withdrawals when the market's bad. And crucially, think about converting some of that traditional IRA or 401k into a Roth.
Okay, you mentioned Roth conversions before. That sounds like it connects to the third mistake.
It does, perfectly. The third mistake is kind of the default for many people.
Hmm.
Simply leaving your money sitting in a traditional tax-deferred IRA or 401k without a proactive plan for it.
Just letting it sit there. Why is that a mistake?
Because while it feels like your money, and it is, you've saved it from a tax perspective, it's really like a joint account you hold with the IRS.
A joint account?
Mm-hmm. Think about it. You still owe taxes every time you take a dollar out. And you owe taxes not just on what you put in, but on all the growth it's experienced over the years.
Right. The growth is taxed too.
And that growth can be substantial. Historically, the stock market, on average, might double every 7 years or so. So if you have, say, $250,000 today, in 7 years, that could be $500,000. And you'll eventually owe taxes on that whole $500,000 when you withdraw. Your future tax burden keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's like a ticking tax bomb.
A ticking tax bomb. Okay, that paints a picture. So how does a Roth defuse that bomb?
Right, so a Roth flips the script. With a traditional account, you got the tax break up front, money grew tax deferred, but you pay taxes later, which means in retirement, you might need to pull out, say, $130,000 just to net $100,000 after taxes. That drains your savings faster.
Okay.
With a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, it's different. You pay the taxes now on the money you contribute or convert. Yes, that means paying a tax bill today on the conversion amount. It's a one-time hit.
One-time hit, but then?
But then, it's done. Forever. All the growth that money experiences from that point forward, and all your future withdrawals in retirement, 100% tax-free.
Completely tax-free.
No matter how much it grows.
No matter how much. Plus, big bonus, Roth accounts are not subject to those RMDs we talked about. Imagine that money growing 10 times, 100 times.
Yeah.
No taxes due on that growth, ever. You might have heard the Peter Thiel story. The PayPal co-founder turned about $2,000 in a Roth into reportedly $5 billion tax-free.
$5 billion. Okay, that's an extreme example, but it makes the point.
It absolutely does. And remember what I said about taxes being historically low right now, but likely going up because of the national debt?
Yeah.
That makes today a really interesting window of opportunity. It's potentially a great time to consider a Roth conversion. Paying the tax at today's lower rates instead of potentially much higher rates down the road.
Yeah.
You don't have to convert it all at once either. You can spread it out over several years to manage the tax bill.
So it's like taxes are on sale right now, and a Roth conversion lets you lock in that sale price. That's a great way to put it, exactly. Taxes, and therefore Roth conversions, are effectively on sale. The sooner you start thinking about it, the bigger the potential long-term savings.
This is incredibly helpful. Really shines a light on strategies folks need to think about. So for our listeners, how can they figure out if these strategies, especially Roth conversions, are the right move for their specific situation?
Well, we firmly believe here at True North that just saving and investing, while crucial, isn't the whole picture. It's really what you do with that money, especially leading up to and in retirement, that makes a difference. You need a comprehensive financial game plan.
A personalized plan.
Precisely. And that's why we offer a complimentary analysis. We'll actually sit down, look at your specific numbers, research the tax strategies that could work best for you, like Roth conversions, withdrawal sequencing, all of it, and show you in black and white how much you could potentially save in taxes over your retirement. Make that money go further.
Now, most advisors might charge quite a bit, maybe thousands, for that kind of in-depth customized analysis. But you guys do this at no cost.
That's right. We do all the heavy lifting, the research, the analysis, completely complimentary, no cost, no obligation. If you've managed to save, say, more than $200,000 for retirement, we really invite you to schedule this analysis.
Okay, great. How do people do that?
You can visit our website. It's retiretruenorth.com. That's retire, T-R-U-N-O-R-T-H.com.
Retiretruenorth.com. Got it.
Or just give us a call. The number is 864-800-1831.
That's 864-800-1831. It really is a great opportunity to get that clarity, that peace of mind about your financial future, guided by our team.
Absolutely. Remember, the real goal here isn't just about preserving your legacy for someday down the road.
What is it then?
It's about empowering you. Empowering you to live your best life today, right now, knowing that your financial house is truly in order, strategically managed for whatever comes next.
Well said. We really hope this deep dive has given all of you some valuable insights, maybe prompted some new thinking about your own plans.
Hope so too.
Until next time, stay well informed, keep asking questions, and keep digging deeper into what truly matters for your financial future.